Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, March 23rd. We have a full show for you this morning. Hi, Tori.
Good morning.
I wanted to say that I didn't know what the hell I wanted to say. There was something important, I guess, but
starting
I didn't realize
off strong,
it.
I feel very confident about this show.
Right?
Yes.
Right. I'm telling you. It's like you start the show and you already forget what you want
to
say.
There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on, but there was something important I had to sneak in there, but I guess it just slipped my mind. But I guess we had the... Oh, okay, now I got it.
Okay.
Right before we went on the air, I noticed there's a lot of people listening to our replay from yesterday.
Oh.
Because that comes on right before
hell
this live show.
Yeah.
A lot of people got into that atheism discussion, let me tell you.
I thought that was fascinating.
Right? A lot of people did after the show talked to
me
about it. Yeah.
I thought he was really, really well-founded. I liked that he was doing a small scope of atheism and not a whole thing. He's like, how are atheists treated in different in parts of the U.S.? That was
right.
Very small, which is smart because you shouldn't be like, is there a God? Like, that's hard. You know
right.
what I mean?
Although we might discuss it more. I invited him back.
Oh, good.
Because we didn't
He really got you and he were like...
Right, because he's very smart too, you know, and
yeah.
I could connect to him.
You could play with him. It was fun.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this is Michael Langer. He was here yesterday. He made a movie called Godless, which is about atheism and how atheists are being treated. And one important thing he said is that notice that we haven't had an atheist president, and we probably won't anytime soon, right?
I said we're going to have a gay, handicapped, biracial, woman, bisexual before you have it. I mean, really, that's how
right.
Christian Judeo America is.
Right.
We'll go way farther before we have an atheist president.
Right. I wonder how many leaders around the world are like that, you know?
Finland and Norway and the Scandinavian areas, they are much more secular,
right.
much more with
right.
their leaders too. Not here.
Right. No. Yeah. No. All right. Well, so at any rate, so we'll have him back tomorrow. If you guys liked yesterday's show, we'll continue talking because there was a whole thing about Bangladesh that we haven't discussed. And there's a lot of other things.
It's like part two.
Yeah. You know, part deux.
Le sequel.
Yes.
That's awesome. I don't know why that was from.
So, yeah, you know, but you're inviting that, of course.
Yes. I wanted to hear the pet.
You wanted to hear about the of course.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, the rapey skunk.
Shut up.
I know. He's very
he doesn't
cute.
Rape him.
He's just creepy. You're right. Yeah. He's just wonderful. He's cute.
So he's an optimist. That's the way I
that's
look
true.
At him.
That's,
you know?
That's
Pepe
true.
Le Pew is an optimist.
Actually, that's a really like Buddhist way of looking at
he
it.
He is. He's like nothing phases him. Oh, she likes me. She loves me. You know,
you
I don't
know,
care if I
and,
stink.
And remember our discussion on like not going, knowing whether someone is interested in you and you don't make a move?
Right.
Pepe Le Pew always makes the move.
Always. That's
Never
why
doesn't make the move.
That's why he's my hero.
Yeah. I mean... Harriet Tubman, Pepe Le Pew, same thing. But I get it. There's a sense of freedom in that. I know what you're saying. Okay, I take it a little more seriously now.
Yes, I do. I guess because it's been one of my weakest points. So he's good with the ladies. So yeah, so that's
Very
why he's my hero. And did we discuss who your hero is? I mean, you said the Lady and the Tramp, but what about like Warner Brothers? Anything there?
No, I actually like... I like cartoons. I don't. Yeah. I like Bugs Bunny because
Bugs Bunny.
He ate a lot. I thought that was fine. I didn't like Elmer Fudd.
Right.
He was like. I got a bad vibe from that guy.
Because he's a loser. You know. I mean.
But I was like, what's wrong with this guy? Like, he had some gasoline growing up or something. Something happened there. I like Bugs, and then I never with the one I did like Bugs because he was smart and really smirky. I never got the Roadrunner one because I'm like, here we go again. Like,
right, he never gets caught.
Never. This is the same thing. Very fun, but I was like, that guy doesn't get hurt. I mean,
right.
I got a lot of
but
feelings.
But wait a minute, all of them are kind of like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
Bugs
no,
Bunny
yeah, yeah.
also
oh, they
always
bang him
gets
over the head.
Haunted,
no, I know.
And you know,
it's very
it's
strange.
Away.
Very strange.
So, but that was like the cliches of each character. I
Absolutely.
Think you know,
oh, yeah.
it was really funny. But Speedy Gonzalez, I liked a lot too because he's like, you know, andale, andale, pa, pa, you know, and he starts running around and stuff, you know. So I love that stuff. So anyway, I haven't watched that in a long time, but now it's available everywhere, so yeah. You can watch cartoons whenever you want.
Yeah. Animaniacs, I love the Animaniacs.
Really?
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, I was never into that. You know, they have a new movie, Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, and that was like the height of it. I remember
right?
that one. And I remember, now going back, that is some low-res stuff.
It really is.
They're just punching at air, clearly not fighting. And they're, right. I mean, that is some...
It was a cheap show.
It was
show.
$10 to make that show.
But apparently the movie is pretty good, right? I mean, the movie looks like they have like Batman
Badass.
Costumes
oh, yeah.
and things like that.
And it's like, I love that was so a simpler time. You
right.
know? They would go to like the valley, shoot in the desert.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like, it was so cheap, but it's great.
It is. It
you
did
had
look
imagination.
Cheap.
You had imagination.
They couldn't act, you know?
No,
so it
and
all
it was lovely.
Like,
no one was doing real stunts. Like they were punching a mile away from someone, but they would fall. It was great. It was great.
It was for kids,
of course.
I guess, right?
It was wonderful. Yeah. It was a simpler time.
I know. And then I was reminded when I read the review, there was the bad character was God, I forgot the name, but it was an appropriate name for her.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Elizabeth Banks, and her name's like Rafaela Rella or something.
Yeah, not like Cruella, but something like that.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'm so embarrassed. She's gonna make a good. I like her. She's funny.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's like on the tip of my tongue what she was called, but I think Rapella. Rapella.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because she is repelling.
Oh, see, it's so simple. That like one of their names is like Bad Man. It's like so stupid. Rita Repulsa.
Repulsa, okay.
That's even
Repella, Repulsa, okay.
That's the same thing.
I knew it wasn't Repella, but
yeah.
It was close enough.
Yeah.
R-E-P, there you go.
There you go. So that's how simple that is.
Yeah.
Rita Repulsa. I bet they spent Repulsa. 2 seconds on that coming up with the name.
Right.
Who wants the villain? Rita Repulsa. That's good.
Yeah,
we're not
exactly. We'll go after Cruella, so we'll do something similar, you know?
Very exciting.
Right.
Very exciting.
Isn't that interesting that when you put an vowel in the end, it's usually female.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is male.
Now in French, when you
in
say
many
like,
languages,
you
too.
Say like Bernadette, like the et always gives you
right,
that, or like
the female.
It, right.
When you have an e in the end
yeah,
in French,
usually.
It's usually female.
Or in Italian, if you have the ini piccolini, that's when it's little.
Mm.
You can always tell.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah. We are
bambini.
Genius. It's bambini. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, we're good. But you know what people tell me? We learn a lot from the show. You know, not only are we
great.
Entertaining, we're smart.
Ugh.
If we do say so ourselves.
Thank you.
So
we're really giving each other gold stars today.
Right. We do have to. You know.
Sometimes
I mean,
you know what? You're absolutely right, because I had kind of a long night last night working, and I was like, I want some validation.
Yeah.
I'll be super honest. So here I come to work, got my coffee. Got
exactly.
My good
you
job,
know,
yeah.
and we have people that like to listen to us, whatever
That's
we say.
That's good.
So there you go.
Thank you, guys.
We must have not been that controversial lately, because I haven't been getting a lot of emails.
Oh, that's
but
good.
Sometimes when we're controversial, I get like emails of people.
Are they all?
And I'm like, will you call in? And
yeah.
But most people work or they can't call. They listen to the archives later.
Sure. Are they saying I'm just correct the whole time? Is that what?
No,
I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
But most of the time, no.
I'm totally kidding.
I do have a critic, though, one woman who's a teacher, and she constantly tells me I'm wrong about everything, about men and women and politics
that's
and everything.
That's what debate's
so.
About, babe.
Exactly.
That's what
know?
It's about.
So that's, but I decided not to discuss too much what men talk about when I'm with women in the studio, because you guys don't believe me. You don't believe me that guys talk like that.
Honey.
But guys talk
I
like that.
I definitely believe that. I just also believe women talk like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Trust
right?
me, I get
But women don't believe that we talk like that.
Well, they
that.
Should.
They should, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, men will say anything. I don't care. Married, not married. It doesn't mean they're going to act on it. But it's guy talk. It's guy talk.
Totally.
You know?
But it's, yes.
I mean, there's a pretty woman walking. Everybody's going to look and say something. Everybody.
Hey, they're all
there's
pigs.
Always exceptions.
They're always pigs. They're just all pigs. No, I'm kidding.
We're all
hey,
pigs.
Hey, we all get it. It's you
look,
got,
we're programmed
primal.
That way.
Exactly. You're
what
primitive.
Would you do if we didn't pay attention
I'm
to
not,
you? You guys be even worse
hey,
off.
I'm
right?
agreeing with you here. You're primitive chimpanzees.
Exactly.
You're not, I get it.
No, you would
not.
Not
long ago, you were like, you know, jacking off to the window and pooping yourselves as chimps. Really? I'm not kidding. Like, you are not, it's not a very, we're not that far away from that. So,
that's
yeah.
true, right?
So, yeah.
Only a few million years.
Yeah. Is it million? I think it's more like thousands.
Millions. No, it's millions.
Is it?
To come from the apes?
Yeah.
That's a million-year process. It doesn't happen over thousands of years. Think
like
about it.
Like, I was
it.
Thinking, like, hundreds and hundreds of thousands.
Well, yeah, then you're almost at a million.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you're right. All right.
Look, the planet is 14 billion years old.
I know, but
so
some people say it's at the Bible.
It's hard. Oh, the 5,000
yeah, yeah,
year
yeah.
thing? No, well, you know.
I know.
Yeah. Maybe that's when men became man, you know, like, I don't know what. But no, it's not 5,000
no,
years.
I no, I agree.
5,000 years ago, we had people pretty much, we didn't have a lot of history recorded.
No.
But people were pretty much like us, mm-hmm. you know. It's not that long. I mean, to think of it, to go from an ape to a human being.
I know, but I thought like, I know like Neanderthals are only like, there's like cave paintings like 35,000 years ago. Like,
yeah.
But like, okay, so don't, whatever. I'm not good with time, so everyone should yeah. write an email.
But
tell
no,
me
then the Neanderthal may have been around for a couple million years. I don't know. You know, I can't see apes turning into people over a thousand.
I think it was
years.
Over a 2 week period, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I feel real dumb right now. I have to do a time. I'm very bad with time. Like, yeah. I'm not good with time.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm wrong too.
Hey, look at us again. You know, high yeah. five.
It's just that it's hard for us to comprehend really big numbers.
It really is.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 14 billion years. I mean, yeah, I can't comprehend that.
That's right.
I can't even begin to.
And our
that.
Process on Earth is like one half of a tenth of a millionth of a second.
Right.
Like we've been around for nothing.
Yeah.
They always do those studies. If you take, okay, this was a cool thing. I went to a museum in D.C. when I was a kid, and they made five of us line up, standing spread eagle, and then it was fingertip to fingertip. And they said, from here to the very end of you, it was all five kids. I still remember Sheldon was one of them. I still uh-huh. remember. Is the whole timeline of the whole universe. And he goes, you want to know where humans are on this? And we were like, you know, on the timeline of all these kids.
Right.
And he went to the very last person, and he went to their pinky, and he went to their pinky nail.
Pinky nail, right?
And I was like, yeah. I'll never forget this.
Right. That's a good visualization
Dude.
Of it. Yeah.
Wait, my school was great.
Yeah, huh?
And we could have had a cooler mascot. We were the grasshoppers. We still are. Could have been cooler. Wish yeah, it would right? have been like.
Who would have come up with that name?
We're a peaceful people. We were made by hippies. We were the first integrated school in D.C. We're real hippies.
Yeah.
We like our so teachers are called by their first names. We sit up. We don't have a cafeteria. We don't have cheerleaders because it's sexist. Like it's really like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I learned a lot.
Yeah. How old were you then? Is that
from
high school?
Pre-K all the way. That was 14 years of my life. That was. Yeah. I went the whole year, whole schooling at this one school. That was just wonderful.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It was all it wasn't only girls though, right?
Hell no.
Yeah, you wouldn't have lasted.
No.
There
oh my God, no.
Yeah.
I need the validation.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
And plus 14 years is a long
oh
time
my God.
To be with girls.
But there
only.
Is like we would play lacrosse against Sidwell where all the the president's kids go, and they'd always try to go to GDS first where right. we went. But GDS was like too out there for them, so they always went to our rival school. But there were girls' schools around, and I was always like that people loved it being there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would not thrive.
Mm.
I need a little mix it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a guest here. There's so much to talk about. I mean, but I do want to bring her in, but let's just quickly bring up the London thing.
Yeah.
Should we?
Four people definitely have, we got more information now.
Right.
Four people killed, unfortunately, policemen, an American tourist, a teacher. They've caught the guy. ISIS is claiming responsibility for the attack.
Mm, but they don't know that.
And
there's
they're not
no
really
evidence,
trusting
right?
that because it seems like it's a one-off. And when I was listening to reports from London, everyone kept repeating, there's no panic. This seemed to have been like a one-off
right.
crazy guy.
Just
no
like
one's really
wolf.
Freaked out. Yeah.
Right.
So it's a horrible tragedy, of course.
Right.
And we pray for those families. It's terrible. You're just out there enjoying the day. But it doesn't seem to be like a recurring or something bigger.
Well, but it is
an
extreme Islamist, right?
That's what,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, he's
yeah.
a Muslim. And also, I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that it seems like not all Muslims are terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslim.
That's
at
not
least
true.
Right now.
How about all the
no?
white lone wolves like the
where?
Unabomber in the U.S.?
Yeah, well, where
Charleston
you go-
shooting.
Look how long ago you're going. I'm talking
Charleston
right now.
Charleston shooting?
We're talking about the past 10 years.
Charleston shooting was like 3 years ago.
Oh, the Charleston
or
shooting.
A year
okay.
ago, yeah.
All right.
It's
okay,
always white lone males. Columbine. We're talking
always
these
no. I mean, look around the world. I mean, you're looking at America.
I am know. Looking at America because you said okay. all terrorists are Muslim, and that's not true. Domestic terrorism is a huge issue with white Christian lone males.
Okay, well,
in America, that's
I'm going to bring a list tomorrow.
Okay.
Of most of the terror acts, or many, let's say, in the past 10 years.
Okay.
And we'll see where the overwhelming majority
that,
is.
And but you'll also see a huge amount in a rise of these loner. Christian white males that people are like, why aren't we talking about that?
Yeah, I mean, look, that happened in Sweden too. Remember that guy that went berserk? Okay, but what I'm saying is, I would say that, okay, well, I'll bring some articles and stuff because I really feel strongly about it. And then the London mayor dismisses it, or dismisses Donald Trump Jr.'s tweet, which we don't really care about.
That guy sucks.
But
did you see him on Thursday Styles, the big picture that went viral?
No.
He was the New York Times, and he was trying to be cool. He was wearing hiking boots, and they're brand new, and he's sitting sort of spread eagle on a tree stump, and his tongue is out, and it was just everyone went crazy. He's a real doofus.
Right. But we'll see what's going to happen. I mean, but look what the London mayor is saying. He's saying that's part of living in a major city. Well, is being exposed to...
remember, London's had terrorism from the Irish since in the 80s and 70s all over the place. Okay. They're used to terrorist attacks.
Okay, but this is like he's saying almost this is like acceptable, you know? And it's not. It shouldn't be part of every day. And he says it's part and parcel of living in a major city. No, it shouldn't be like that. But, okay, we'll leave the politics for some other time.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow with a smart...
atheist.
A smart guest.
I wonder what he thinks.
Yeah. Did he say he's an atheist?
Yes.
He did say that, very proudly,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's bring in our guest right now to whom we owe an apology because we are like talking and talking like diarrhea of the mouth.
All right.
And
I feel like
and
rose
she's
petals.
Eager to talk too. She's like, what about me?
All right. I have rose petals. You have diarrhea of the mouth. I have beautiful love bubbles coming out of my mouth.
Okay. Well, it depends what side
That's
of the table
right.
you're
right.
Yeah.
Welcome.
So we're joined by Carly Van Skyke. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for sitting here. And we didn't draw you into the political discussion because you're a musician. We're going to talk about music and about you today and everything. And we want this to be a good show for you to go back to. So we're not going to like...
Music brings the bourgeois and the people come together.
Right. Welcome to the show, Carly.
Thank you.
Are you an LA native?
Kind of. I moved here when I was 13 from the Caribbean.
Whoa!
The Caribbean, look, what a place to be born
in. And in fact, when I moved here, I lived right down the street on Woodman and Magnolia.
Whoa! Yeah.
So how did you end up here from the Caribbean?
Where had you end up Caribbean? In the Caribbean?
Yeah, Caribbean. How do we say it? Caribbean, right?
I say Caribbean.
I'm saying it the way she's born there. I'm going to say it this way.
Well, actually, Caribbean I wasn't born there. Oh. I was born in Seattle.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, so and you moved to the Caribbean.
And I moved to the Caribbean when I was 8.
Wow.
What happened there? Your parents needed to work, or
I mean,
can you imagine
really
a job? Can you imagine a job in the Caribbean?
That'd be amazing life.
Yeah, it was. So my parents, I was born in Seattle, and then my parents got divorced and decided to go to St. John.
Nice.
And
I love St.
John. We lived in this house, and my parents ran this like boutique bed and breakfast. Restaurant.
Wow. Wait, so they divorced, but they moved together. Both moved.
That's awesome.
So they can have the kids.
It's a complicated story.
It is, awesome. But it's an interesting one.
It is.
You can stop at any time if we get too personal.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
We're not
going
to dig too deep.
That's okay. That's awesome.
But we just want to know a little bit about you. So,
yeah, of course.
So you ended up there. Wow, what a cool thing, right? St. John is probably the most beautiful island.
It's really
right?
gorgeous.
I've been there on a cruise.
I love it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's gorgeous.
Right, and it's not big, right? So you probably know everybody. There,
yeah,
right?
You know, I went to school with like 6 people.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Every Wednesday, we'd go snorkeling for science class.
Shut up.
And then I moved to LA, and I went to Walter Reed, which is also down the street for 8th grade, and I was very shocked.
Yeah, you aren't snorkeling every Tuesday.
I was snorkeling, and there was like thousands of kids, and I was like, where am I?
Oh, my God.
Wow. So you lived in St. John for what, 6-7 years?
I lived there for about 3.5 years.
Oh, three and a half years, and then you moved here.
Yeah, and then I moved here. I was 12. Okay. I moved here 8th grade. So
okay, and what brought you guys to L.A. out of all places?
Mostly the schools.
Oh, really?
I think that my parents were getting a little bit island fever.
It's small.
It's small.
Yeah, right?
Really
after
small.
A while, how long can you be on a vacation, you know?
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
3 years, 4 years.
I could do it literally forever, but...
That's how you think now, but I'm telling you, too much of a good thing,
I hear
too.
You.
You can't have a steak every night either. You know, after a while, you get tired of it.
Exactly.
Go on.
I think they were tired of the small island, and the schools weren't the best, and so we came... They didn't want to go back to Seattle, because they're like, we can't go back to the rain. We lived in paradise.
Yeah.
For 3 years, so we came to LA.
That's smart.
That's cool. Very nice. So, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have 2 younger brothers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And they were living there too, or
they were
they too young?
No,
oh,
okay. They were there.
Oh, that's wow. Awesome. How cool. Yeah. So, what was it like? I mean, what people live in St. John? I mean, mostly, would you say Americans or natives?
Mostly, there's all types of people. Americans, there's a lot of East Coasters
who
went down to the islands. And then, I guess, British, too. Because the British Virgin Islands are right next door to St. John.
Oh. Right, so a lot of British tourists and things like that,
so
too.
So you are a multicultural paradise.
Pretty much.
Wow. Yeah. I'm talking about my school being so cool. And she's like, we went snorkeling
every Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I wish I had gone snorkeling. What's wrong with my school? That's such a cool experience.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Sounds great.
Did you have music class in St. John's?
I don't remember having music class.
Okay.
No.
Interesting. So music started
for
you.
But there was like a lot of parades and like... I guess
it was around you.
It was around me always.
But music is something you usually are like born with, right? I mean, the love for music and
I always loved music, and I always loved. As a kid, I remember being 6 years old, and actually before I got into music, I was an actress, and so I always remember putting on plays for my parents and making them watch. Yep. I'm sure they were horrible.
They were
terrible.
I did this so long until I was like 15, and they're like, "It's too old now. Yeah. You're too old."
I definitely like. I mean, I still do it. I'm like, "You're coming to my show, Dad."
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd put on plays and sing, and I played the piano. And then I guess I kind of stopped for a while. Like, I got really shy, and I didn't want to do it anymore. And I actually went to school in Texas. I went to UT Austin, and I got back into it when I was there because I was studying a major that I totally hated, and I was depressed. And I was like, "What am I gonna do with my life?"
Wow, which was what? What was the major?
I studied copywriting for advertising.
I would love to do that.
And you didn't like it?
I didn't. I mean, I love to write.
Right. But not for commercial purposes.
But not
purses,
for commercials,
right?
Or McDonald's or Starbucks.
I would love it, but I'm not as creative as she. That's fantastic.
I didn't like doing it. So I got into the music world there, and I started getting into the theater world, and I was starting to get into more writing music, and I was always writing like poetry and
things like that. So you're more creative type. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing, man. When you're creative type, you can't be like put in a box, you know? And you need to be able to have that freedom to pursue the different things you want to do. And usually creative things like more than one thing, you know? So absolutely. And that love of music comes on early, I think, because it kind of moves you. Did your parents have you play an instrument or something when you were young?
Yeah, my dad made me take piano lessons when I was younger, which I absolutely hated.
Me too.
I hated them.
And I was not very good at them.
I just wouldn't practice.
Yeah, me neither.
And I would only want to play the song. I only wanted to play
the fun Titanic
song.
I bet your parents heard that so much.
My Heart Won't Go On was the only song I would play.
Wow.
And actually, well... since we're getting personal, my dad, the reason they got divorced is he's gay. And his first boyfriend was a
Mazel Tov.
Yeah.
Mazel Tov.
That's exciting.
Yeah, wow.
But my parents were friends, and my dad's first partner was a pianist.
Oh, nice.
And so he was always playing piano in the house, and he would compose his own songs, and he played on cruise ships, and so we'd go with them on cruise ships and like got to see a lot of the world.
That's what peaked.
So you were exposed to entertainment.
I was exposed to entertainment at a really young age, and loved it. And I loved going to the shows and seeing all the women in their outfits. And I just like wanted to do that.
Well.
She's snorkeling on Tuesday. She's cruising on Friday.
Yeah.
This woman.
Entertaining. Yeah. So did you went on cruises and things like that too?
Oh, yeah. We would go because the cruises would start in St. Thomas. So we'd go over, get on the cruises. We'd go to most of the
islands.
So with my dad's partner, and
that's
so
awesome.
I got exposed.
What a life,
I got
man.
To see a lot.
Yeah,
feel
very
really lucky.
Cool. So and you're young, right? I mean, you look very young to me. She looks like 17. Or something,
I know,
but
she's a baby.
Let's just say that
she is 17. That's what all women are. I'm like, yes, Sam, I'm 17 too.
I went to college, but I'm still 17.
That's exactly.
There you
somehow
go.
It just stopped at 17.
There you go.
We're good there.
No, but you still have your whole life ahead of you, and a lot of experiences still to go. So you moved to LA. And did you decide at that point, this is a good opportunity for me to start music? This was before you went to college, obviously, right?
Yeah. I guess, no. When I came to L.A., because of the culture shock, I was there was just so...
Is that when you got kind of sad?
I got sad.
I could tell. When you said, you said you got depressed. I'm like, I bet it's when she moved to L.A.
It was just a lot. It was intense to go from such a small school to a massive
school. To the biggest, most massive.
Yeah, it was really intense for me. And I'm already sort of like, I don't like to be around a lot of people.
Right. Totally.
I like one-on-ones. So, yeah, I just sort of became a lot more introverted. And I was really into school and studying. And I got really, I was valedictorian. I was really excited about
good,
school.
So it worked out. There was something good came out of it.
And I wasn't really that interested in the arts at that point. I was still in my imagination doing it. Like, I would pretend to be in my bedroom, but I wasn't actively pursuing it.
Right, right.
It wasn't until I was in Austin that I really started.
And Austin's such a music scene.
Yeah, anywhere you go, there's live music.
Right.
Where I really got it.
Why you picked that school?
No, I picked that school because my dad was actually doing a lot of business down there, and I had never been there, and he suggested, he's like, you should apply. And I was, in my head, I was like, why would I go to Texas? That sounds
crazy.
Right. I wanted to go to New York, but I applied, and I got in, and he was like, let's just go for the weekend. You might like it. And so I went down with him, and I found love.
Yeah, Austin's the best.
It's really a cool city.
Yeah.
Wow. So did college allow you to come out of yourself a little bit more, out of your shell?
And yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So as sure, I guess, you know, you come out. You
it's
know?
Like it's moments. Like, I don't know if it's a female thing, but because I bet it's a unisex thing, because I went from a very small school, like I was saying, to University of Michigan, which is enormous. And I also went to a deep depression.
Yeah.
And I think it was, and I'm someone who loves to be in front of a lot of people, and I still couldn't handle it. So there is a sense when there's a shock to the system, you tend to.
It's like
draw
you feel,
in.
It's, I think you feel it's like you alone against a huge world, right?
Yeah.
And you feel alone and
you
lonely.
Feel very, I've never felt more lonely.
Really?
It's just weird. It's a weird
thing. Yeah. I think also, you know, being on your own and living on your own, I was free to experiment and be like, oh, I'm going to try class, or I'm going to. And even in high school, I took a few acting classes in high school, and I was like, I like this, but I'm not ready for this.
Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah.
Right.
So I went to college, and I just always felt inside like I would somehow come back around to the arts. I just didn't know how.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So how did you get into this type of music, which is specific, right? Tell us about it.
Yeah.
What is it? What type of music? Tell us first. Go ahead.
I would say it's in the pop world.
Yeah.
It's in the pop world. Yeah. It's in the indie pop world. I got into it. So it's so weird how I got into it. So I was acting and it just wasn't going well for me. And I got depressed again. And I started writing a lot. And I started writing poetry. And I got a keyboard. And I started sort of messing around on a keyboard. I took some songwriting classes. And I was like, oh, I really like this. Because I can be creative whenever I want. And I don't need people to tell me when I can
That's
and can't
true.
Be creative.
That's true.
And so I started writing music. And I met this a guy, Scott Seaver, who's a great LA drummer, and I met him on set, and we were talking about music. I was like, oh, I write music in my bedroom, and la, la, la. And he's like, well, I'd love to hear some of your stuff. And so I played it for him, and he was like, this is really good. You should produce it. And I was like, well, what does that mean? Like, what does that entail? And so that was probably 2.5 years ago. And he and I made an Americana record.
Wow.
Which is totally different from what I'm doing now. And so that sort of started it. And after the process, I was like, oh, my God, I love this. I love being in the studio. I love writing. I love collaborating.
She found her flow.
There you go.
So I just kept writing. I met another producer who did my last EP that was more in the pop world. And then I went to Nashville. And weirdly, started writing pop music in Nashville. And that's where I wrote the song with a friend of mine in Nashville. And so it just
I love this
it
genre.
Was like an
I
evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah. It started.
Awesome.
And I love country music in the way that it's very storytelling. And I love telling stories. And so I tried to take that aspect and put it into the pop world. And I want to make meaningful pop. That is my goal.
This is my favorite genre of all, meaningful pop. Yeah. I swear to God.
Like, Sia to me is like, she's my idol. She makes very meaningful pop. Her lyrics are beautiful. They're deep. And yet the songs are fun.
Yeah. And they're upbeat and they're happy.
Upbeat.
And like people have said, Gaga also has that
Gaga,
kind of like
yeah.
feeling. And to be honest, when I was really depressed, I know this is going to sound cheesy. Taylor Swift writes some really beautiful lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's really poppy. For her, for me, she's meaningful pop.
She is. She's really
good. I know she's
she
a little
does.
Light. She's yeah. a little vanilla.
But that's okay.
She writes her own things though. And right. she writes it after. And I think you got to give credit. Where
yeah,
credit
totally.
For any songwriter.
And, yeah, and a lot of pop artists don't write their own
exactly,
material. And
exactly.
so, and I've actually been exposed to that world recently where I'm writing pop music for
other
people and trying to pitch it to other people. And it's just, that's a whole nother world,
totally.
Too. So I have a lot of respect for people who do write their own stuff. And
yeah. You know. I'd like to see how you evolved with this. So, now, Closer to Heaven is your latest. Let's start with some of the
sure.
earlier stuff and
Ooh.
Move forward. Because
oh,
I want to see how you progress.
I'm excited.
Yeah. What was the first one that you want us to play? Like, was that the Americana one? Or did you have...
I don't know if you can actually find my Americana
oh, okay.
stuff online
on anymore. On your page, how far back can we go?
Let's I would see. Say...
Tiny Hands, Everything Changes.
Oh, wow, that stuff is there.
It is there. It's
oh,
old,
God.
Right?
Yeah,
is that old? Okay,
that's
so we'll,
old.
We'll go a little newer. Blue Diamond Eyes,
Blue
maybe?
Blue Diamond Eyes was, you could play that one. That
yeah.
was off my last EP. And actually, that one did really well. It got in a bunch of TV shows and...
let's hear it.
That's
yeah.
cool, but it's not the earlier stuff.
It's not
though.
The earlier. That came out about a year and a half ago.
Okay, so let's check that
Which
out.
Which one
then.
Is this called?
It's called Blue Diamond Eyes. Actually, I wrote
Blue
this
Diamond
about
Eyes.
My great grandmother, who was an actress in the 30s.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
There's different remixes here. Which one do we want?
I
the Vara one? Or
play the original because
okay,
the remixes are a little intense.
Oh, really?
I mean, they're fun.
I like remixes, but I do want to hear. I like. Slow country.
It's slow.
Like, yeah.
It's ballady.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like
yeah.
crying to myself in a hairbrush.
Baroque pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This is cool, and it's got 8,000 plays on SoundCloud. I tip my hat to you. I couldn't even get 5 plays. And but let's try and see what Carly is about. Carly Van Skyke, the song is Blue Diamond Eyes. Let's check it out. Love it already. You get my approval.
I do
oh,
too.
My kind of music, you know. And all I can tell you
How
is
soulful.
This.
Thank you.
That voice nice. Coming out of someone like so
yeah.
shy and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's
bold. That's a brash, bold, big song.
But
yeah,
you know, that's what I guess art is all about. When you're good at what you do, you become someone else.
You
know,
yeah.
you become like. You come out of your shell. You're able to communicate in ways that you can't in a normal conversation, right?
Mm-hmm, totally.
I mean, this is like your opportunity to say, here I am, I'm a woman.
And she's using totally different colors, like
right.
in terms of like colors, like with air quotes around them. I realize no one can see that I'm doing that. but like, and what's interesting is it gives me a little Adele, Sia, like kind of like sultry 30s, like cool, like vibe. I love it. I thought it was lovely.
Thank you.
It's a very sensuous song.
Yeah,
you know?
Like
it's...
I could see it in a movie where people are definitely making some babies. Do you know what I mean? Like, and when she starts with blue dye, and then like he like grabs her. I was like, it's very cinematic again.
Yeah. Oh, I love writing cinematic pieces.
Okay,
I love the like I
visual
just wanna,
of it.
I love that visual.
Really?
Of making it.
Have
yeah.
you done anything like that before? That you have recorded?
Well, that one's been in TV. Is
that
that
one has been in some TV shows. It was in this show called Magicians. It was in Shameless.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been in some stuff. But I love making big, dramatic, cinematic pieces that just sort of like engulf you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how Adele feels a lot to me sometimes. I feel like a wave just, when she hits the belting thing, it just comes over, but it's like more orchestral.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let me ask you this then. Do you have anything that was different from before that? I want to hear like what you sang like before, more recently. Is
Wait, so you want to go farther back than that?
Yeah, that was it. Because you said this is a year and a half ago. Okay, so let's move forward. Red Leaves, maybe?
That was, yeah.
That's progression.
We could play that one.
That's
that one came out maybe 4 months ago.
4 months ago, right. That's what
But
it
if
says.
You really want to go back, we can go back. You can hear my Micona stuff. It's
Yeah,
You'll
I'd like
see,
to.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
I guess
so
I would say
play
Ghost of You.
Okay, Ghost
That's
of You.
That's my roommate's
is.
Favorite song.
Yes.
Really?
What's your roommate's name?
Her name's Stephanie.
Shout out, boo boo.
Ghost of You. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
You had a different look also. You
different
know?
Look, different totally vibe.
Wow. And this is 2 years ago.
Yeah, two wow. years ago.
Okay, so this is at the beginning.
This is very beginning.
The door creaked open, swore that it was you. Thought I saw you coming, but I woke up to the truth. Head lay on your pillow, I tried to fall asleep, but your cigarettes still linger, and your shadow talks to me. Chills run down.
Yeah, this is definitely different from the other
it's
one.
Very different.
But
this
it's
is Ally McBeal looking out the window and it's raining and she's thinking about a loved one. I mean, this is really more, that's
it's
interesting.
Very raw. And I actually had never had a vocal lesson before. I went into the studio, so it's for me, it's hard to listen
to. Yeah, but
really?
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
So you've been having voice coaching since then and stuff.
Yeah.
What does that do for you?
It just helps technique-wise, like if you have nerves, just like how you place your voice. And where to place it,
and even like where the mouth,
where your mouth, how it's
open
supposed
mouth
to be shaped. It's a whole thing. I didn't
you
know.
See. I need to do that because I've been singing all my life, but I think I'm using my voice cords. Is that
have
what
you
they
ever
call?
Yeah
no.
vocal cords?
Vocal
have
cords.
Have you ever
thank
been
you.
To a singer a train like
no,
a session?
No, never
you,
have.
It's a very different thing than what you.
It
think.
Is right.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
find it's harder to speak for me than it is to sing. Like
oh, wow.
even how
That's
you
cool.
sing is different than how you speak.
Yeah, how you
and
speak,
how you
right.
do vocal cords.
Yeah.
yeah, your voice is a whole instrument in itself that you kind of. I mean, I had to learn how to use it.
Right,
wow.
right. You see, I can control my voice very well, but I'm not able to go as high as I would like to go.
I can get and pretty
and
high.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
A falsetto huh?
yeah
wow.
plus you're young and you're a woman and everything you know but getting high and if you notice most of rock songs are really high
mm-hmm.
the guys really sing high and it's hard to get there
my favorite I'm Freddie Mercury from Queen man.
Yeah
oh
you know and they
he
all
is here.
you know all of them you know
oh,
Sammy
okay.
Hagar and, yeah. and Van Halen and
even
and
Steven Tyler
yes oh Steven Tyler he's out there you know with Dream
On
right who can do that
I mean, I couldn't believe. I felt like someone grabbed his balls at that time.
Right. But you have to remember, they help a lot in production and post and stuff in the studio too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in live performance, they can do that.
That's hard.
But still, what I'm saying, most rock songs, they really go high. So I realized that there's other songs that are really cool that I don't have to go as high.
Sure.
You know, so, but I love when you sing high, because the voice is really, really... it's really different from talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, and if you listen to a Neil Diamond, for example, Neil Diamond, like, sings like he talks pretty
That's
much.
So weird. We were just listening to Neil Diamond on the way here.
Really?
And I was like, wow, that guy sings like just like he's like, hey, I'm going to the store. What's going on?
Right, right. Yeah. But he doesn't move, strain his voice too much.
Right.
And it's still great music. But I like the high ones.
Yeah.
The George Michael.
Well, you've always liked getting high. Come on.
That's true. Everything on the high side. There you go. When they go low, we go high.
That's right. Right? That's right. Amen.
So this is cool. So Ghost of You, that's 2 years ago. And then did you consciously decide to change genre? Or did it just sort of
evolve
for you? Were you playing? I mean, do you compose all the music too for your music?
It depends. I usually work with a producer. I'll write the melody, lyrics, or I'll co-write melody and lyrics.
But the melody you co-write it sometimes.
Sometimes I'll co-write, sometimes it's on my own. And then what's fun about going into the studio is you have, like, you know, a basic idea of, like, okay, this is what the song's going to look like, and then you can bring in some incredible musicians who might add things to it. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so much fun to me, too, is having other people come in and collaborate with you.
Do you like Imogene Heap, like that kind of thing?
Yeah,
I can tell.
I love her. Okay, she's mad.
You have a and you use technology well, because I could hear.
I like to mix it. I always want the organic instrument, and that was what I was consciously doing with the next EP. Is I was like, okay, I love the storytelling of country music. I love parts of electronic music, but I want to mix them. I was trying to take live instruments and mix it with electronic elements.
How cool.
So is that what culminated in the latest hit now?
Which is the
latest one is?
Last one I put out is Closer to Heaven, and it uses a lot of electronic elements. We had watched Stranger Things. We were, like, obsessed with the score. And
we bought that on vinyl, man.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a really awesome score. And we sort of wanted to create that that soundscape. But also you'll hear an acoustic guitar in there. So
that's
kept it.
Let's hear this.
And this one is new. It was uploaded 20 days ago. So
yeah, it's new. It came out.
Closer to Heaven, folks. Yeah. Wow, that's quite different from the first.
She's all metallic now.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Under the light of a silver moon.
I wanted to fade it because we're running out of time, but wow. I mean, it just builds and builds, you know? You can't stop the song in the middle.
You know what? You know what that is? That's Hunger Games, and she's running in the sun setting, and she's killing people. And it's like this Katniss Evergreen moment. That is so
Oh, my
rad.
God. I would love
Don't
to have
you
my
think?
Song in Hunger Games.
Doesn't that sound like that? It's great. It's yeah. so
I
good.
Loved watching you dance over there.
I know. I'm really weird. I stared out at the U.S. Bank
she
building and I danced.
She was in
yeah,
the zone.
I was. That was yeah. great.
But no, I mean, you got to think that the people that did get their music into the movie started probably the same way you did. They also have a good hit, and somehow it happened. But if you and you've obviously noticed that you need to collaborate with people. You can't do it on your own.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah,
this is and very sophisticated.
So who do you want to give some credit to? A couple people.
Yeah,
please?
Of course. Mateo is my friend who I wrote the song with in Nashville, and he's the only person who I wrote it with. So just my friend
wow.
Mateo.
Awesome.
He and
but,
I did it.
But
together.
As far, the whole album.
Who got me to come here? Mm-hmm. Of course, I want to thank him.
Yeah, that's of course. Incredible. But as far as like producing the music and everything, who was doing that?
Yeah, it was just me and him.
Just you
wow.
and him. That's amazing. I'm really impressed.
That yeah. is so sophisticated sounding from which I still like that Taylor Swift first sort of sounding album to that, which yeah. is like on the OA soundtrack. Like that's incredible.
Right. Yeah, he, Mateo's like has he's incredible because he'll take really random things and make. Interesting
beautiful thing.
Noise. Like he'll take a water bottle and he'll bang it against like a wall, and that'll be a
I was
percussion in the song.
What like was he, the beat? Because there was something like it sounded like feet stomping, which
yeah,
made me think
took,
of Hunger
like,
Games.
I want to. They're like these. I don't. They almost look like nuts. I don't know what they are. And like would like drop
Smack.
Them on the table
wow.
to make this sort of like big.
He's like a Foley artist.
Yeah,
he's
creating
really
like original sounds.
Yeah, he takes his time. In creating the sounds, he doesn't rush anything. And a lot of it yeah. sounds organic. So there's
wow.
that.
That's true, yeah. He doesn't get into pre-recorded loops and everything.
No.
He does his own He's stuff.
There
you
go. I was just watching a documentary you would like called Soundbreakers? Soundbreaking? Anyway, they talk about Adele's Rolling in the Deep, and he made Paul Epworth, the producer, made her stamp on a wooden, on his porch, and that's the percussion in that.
Oh, that's cool.
So when you hear the bang, bang, she did it for 3 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, on
yeah.
Her, with her foot.
There's some interesting ways, creative ways to make
yeah.
some percussive noises.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
Neat. Very,
very
cool.
Very cool. Carly Van Skyke, what's next for you? What are you going to do next?
Oh, I have a show at Hotel Cafe yeah. April 1st at 9 p.m.
Yay.
Okay,
so
that's cool.
LA
that's a cool venue.
Locals, yeah, I love
very
the venue.
Cool venue.
It's very... yeah.
If you're in L.A., Hotel Cafe, go ahead. April 1st at 9?
April 1st, 9 p.m.
Are you doing... Is it going to have any of that synthetic sound?
It's
synthesizing
not.
Sound, I mean.
I'm going to play with a full band. We haven't rehearsed
wow.
yet, so we're going to get creative. I think I'm going to bust out my electric guitar and some pedal boards.
Wow.
So.
She's such a little cute
you,
blonde,
you
this
know?
One.
I know.
She's so small. If you saw her, she's so adorable.
And she's probably totally different on stage.
Yeah.
And stuff, you know?
Like Sasha
Do
Fierce.
You like have tattoos underneath all these clothes? I mean,
maybe.
You seem like, yeah, you see, she seems so innocent.
She's all
she's
sassy now.
Like, yeah, she's like totally misleading us as to who she is.
I love it.
But no, that's the point in being an entertainer and a performer. You can put on a persona, somebody that is not necessarily you. You
totally.
Know? I mean, sometimes people ask me, well, you know, about the show. I'm like, it's a radio show, man. Not everything I say is I mean it or in the way that I do. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to reveal personal things about me. So, I might just say things, you know,
mm-hmm.
and or just to be funny
mm-hmm.
or just to be controversial or something. But yeah, you don't want to jump on me every time I say something, you know. But
no.
not that anybody does.
No.
But I'm just.
But yeah, just like Beyonce is like the super super shy. I was telling you the video right before she goes on stage. She's like, "Do I go here?" Just like this one, right? And then she's like, "Bam!" And you're like, "Oh, okay, okay." Just like that. So two different personas. Yeah, it's very personas. Very interesting.
Very cool.
I just have one, just loud. Just Jewish and loud. Sorry. That's all I have.
But it's pretty good.
Thank
one.
You.
There you
Gold
go.
Star again.
So, well, we were joined by Carly Van Skyke. How can people find you? Website, things like that?
Yeah, I'm on Spotify, Carly Van Skyke. I know my last name is pretty complicated, so I just tell people to go to Spotify and type in Carly Van.
Oh, that's super good.
And it'll
and
pop
they'll
out.
Find
and
it.
They'll
totally
find
good.
It, because there's no
okay.
one else has my last name, and it's crazy.
That's true, but let's
so, yeah.
tell them anyway. S-K-A-I-K.
Yes.
So Van Skyke, Van is like a van in
a good
like
creepy
delivery van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that. And Skyke. Is it SKAIK music.com?
Yeah.
Right? And you can go to SoundCloud, find the music. I imagine at this point, you just want the music out there. You're not worrying about monetizing anything yet because you can't today, right? Until you start actually.
Yeah.
Until you actually
you
start
will, creating I swear.
I just keep telling, I'm like, go to Spotify and just play and I'll make one a penny.
Yeah, a penny.
And not
make
only
me
that,
some pennies.
But it makes it more popular when you get more plays and stuff, you know, so more people notice it and stuff. And you know.
I'm telling you, you will be in soundtracks. I feel you
oh,
will be in
you.
Soundtracks and you will make a lot of
thank
money.
You got to make the connections. Yes. Like we said again, you know, the Produ- right people yeah. Keep finding the right people and have the tenacity that you do, you know, and belief in yourself that you can do it and everything. So that's awesome, you know.
Aww, thanks, guys.
And
congratulations
to you. If we learn anything, it's yeah. that we go snorkeling every Tuesday.
There you go. You see? And if your parents divorce, make them send you to St. John's.
That's right. That sounds like the coolest
place. St. Thomas is even nice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
You want to go, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell.
Oh, yeah. I do want to go. But at any rate, we're totally out of time. Carly, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Joining us.
Thank you so much. So, this is
much
awesome.
Success to you. Come back with the with even more new music.
Thank
and
you.
Obviously, that's where you guys can find all our music. If you like it, go check it out. Doesn't cost you anything. So please go and listen. And if you don't like it, don't listen. What can I say?
Oh, my God. You'll love it.
Yeah, right?
I
you know
love
I mean?
It.
How much can I ask?
I danced like hardcore in my swivel chair.
She was.
Hardcore.
There you go. And when I listen to music, the only way I can get into it is to close my eyes and like picture where the singer is and the and,
oh, see,
in the,
I'm
in
picturing,
the studio.
Like,
and
I'm
stuff.
Picturing the movie it's in.
I noticed. It's
oh,
a
yeah,
lot
yeah.
more interesting than picturing the in the studio. But that's the way I would be. You know,
there
it's
you go.
Like, yeah.
That's funny.
But that's the way I, it's like if your eyes are open, you don't really get into the music. There's too much distraction. So, Carly, much more success to you.
Thank you.
Thanks again
thank
for
you
everything.
So
Tori, thank you as always.
Anytime.
Thanks for our beloved listeners. And
mm-hmm.
tomorrow's Friday. We'll see you then.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.